Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Ken Keltner, lead pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and I'm filling in for Pastor Greg, who is not able to be with us. And about a month or so ago, we had evangelist Ron DeGard and his wife Kristen and their family with us for a half week of meetings. Happened to be right in that cold spell that we were going through in January. And we were delighted that they were willing to come up and spend this time with us at Brookside, and they've been a great blessing to us. And we're happy that Ron is in the studio with us. If you picked up our last broadcast, you remember that we talked a little bit about his upbringing. Family grew up in New York, and they moved to Atlanta, and so Ron grew up in Atlanta and came to know the Lord at a young age. And so, Ron, we're glad to have you back with us here this morning.
Oh, thank you. We enjoy being here.
You love being in Wisconsin, don't you?
Yeah, we've had a great time.
I liked it. That's good. Hey, we left off last time talking about folks that at times can doubt their salvation and how you've been able to help, and you go back to the gospel and you go back to the scriptures to examine ourselves to see if we be of the faith. And I thought we had an excellent discussion. If you missed that, let me encourage you to go back and you can pick up some of those past broadcasts. But let's pick it up. Let's continue on. So you're in evangelism. You have been for 15 years. God was working in your life all through junior high and high school, and then you went to Christian college, and I guess you studied for the ministry there.
I did.
And did you have some practical training, too? I mean, did you work camps, or did you go out on teams through the summer, or how did that progress in your life?
You know, when I was growing up, we were always involved in church. We went away for teen camp, and really, we had revival meetings at our church, and those were times, sweet times, that the Lord really spoke to my heart. And it wasn't because of a personality of a speaker. It wasn't because of some persuasion technique. Really, it was the power of the scriptures. And I specifically remember passages that we had gone through that God really dealt with me about things in my life or things that I needed to nail down. And so when it was during those times that I surrendered to the Lord to be an evangelist. But practically speaking, how the Lord confirmed that, one of the things that our church would do, we would have a youth Sunday. It was a Sunday where the teenagers of the church, the youth group, we did everything for the service that day. There were girls that played the piano. There were other teenage guys that would be the ushers. They would take the offering.
And there would be one who would be preaching.
Yes.
Oh, so are you going to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the very first time that I had preached, we had four guys that were preaching. And our youth pastor kind of helped us with the message. But we took one passage. It was 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, and be strong. Mm-hmm. So we had four guys, so each guy took one of those phrases. And I had quit you like men.
And, I figured you were going to say you had that phrase.
Yep, and that was the one that I had. And each of our messages were only 5 minutes long. So it was a 20-minute message when we combined everybody. And I have a tape of that, and I go back and listen to it, and it was terrible. It was so bad.
You know, when my wife, I couldn't believe this, but Kathy and I were coming back from Colorado, and my dad had given us all of his library. And in that library, he had cassette tapes, and he had a cassette tape of one of my first messages. And I mean, Ron, how embarrassing is it when you're driving down the road, and I mean, you're preaching from the Bible, and your wife is just cracking up at my message. You know, I'm looking there like, hey, I was doing some serious preaching back then. I remember, I think my first message was at a nursing home. I grew up in Oklahoma, and I don't know if the guy got tired of listening to me or what, but he was back there in his wheelchair, and he finally just said, have him sing Oklahoma. And I mean, the nurses come and take him out, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, I'm preaching right now, and I said, have him sing. I mean, when they were pulling him down the hallway, I still could hear him saying, I said, have him sing Oklahoma. I thought, I got home, my dad asked me, I said, I think I failed. He just wanted us to sing Oklahoma. So you got up, you preached your first message, and yeah, we go back and listen to those. But what's encouraging is when a church will allow you to do that, and
absolutely,
folks will come up. And I guarantee you, Ron, I'm almost guaranteeing you, without even talking to you beforehand about this, that you had people come up and encourage you.
Oh, absolutely. And really, Pastor Ken, it was a strange thing, and I didn't know how to articulate it at the time. But as I preached that message, it was almost a surreal experience. You kind of step away from yourself, and as I was preaching, there was an overwhelming just assurance, this is what God wants me to do. Mm-hmm. And that never would have happened unless there was a pastor and a youth pastor that gave us the opportunity to do that and to work with us and to let us serve And from that point on, you know, there were folks that came up and say, I could really see you doing this, serving the Lord full time, or our youth pastor will let us do devotionals for the youth group, or we would go to nursing homes as well. You got to watch the ones with the cane. Those are the ones guys you got to watch out for.
They'll hook you. Say, you're done, Bubba.
Absolutely. And we love that. And that's where I cut my teeth. But it was all those times that the Lord used to confirm the decision that I had made in his service. You know, it's so much harder to get the ball rolling. It's so much easier when the ball's already rolling to tap it to the left or the right to direct it. And a lot of times we just need to step out and start serving the Lord and going down that road and let the Lord change us or direct us.
Yeah.
But those were times the Lord used to confirm that calling in my life.
If you're just joining the broadcast this morning, again, this is Word for Life, and this is Pastor Ken Keltner at Brookside Baptist Church. I'm filling in for Pastor Greg. And back in January, we had Ron DeGard, who is an evangelist, with his wife Kristen and their family with us at Brookside. And we're just sharing a little bit of Ron's life and how God's been directing him. And in the process, we get off on some discussion. One question that I have for you, I know you preach at a lot of teen camps, so you're around teenagers a lot. And my question would be this, because you just shared with us how your pastor and youth pastor gave you an opportunity to preach, and it's only a five-minute message, and now you look back on it, it's horrible, but you had so many people come and encourage you. What kind of kids, as you travel today and you work with teens at camps, what kind of kids do you see who have a strong desire and a passion to want to serve God with their life? What do you see in those kids?
Well, the first thing I would like to point out is there are teenagers out there like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes we look at the world and the way things are going and the moral compass seems like it's spiraling downward. But we are encouraged as we travel. We see a number of young people giving their life to the Lord, being willing to live under the authority of the scriptures, and are growing in their relationship with the Lord. And God is using them greatly. So we're encouraged by that. And they are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, as we travel and as we find young people, teenagers specifically, that love the Lord and want to serve him, I guess the thing that I like to point out is not as much about the kids themselves, mm-hmm. but it's the parents.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
When we travel, obviously there is a generation that is leaving the church never to return again. When I go to churches all over the country, there are, at times, there is a visible gap in the age group in the church. Some of the teenagers or the college age or the young singles, and there is a visible gap. And what has happened is we've traveled on the road and we've counseled folks and just rolled up our sleeves and dived in to situations with people and just loved them and try to help them pick up the pieces wherever they may fall, is that the teenagers see a different mom and dad at home than they see at church.
Hmm.
And their mom and dad don't read the Bible on a daily basis. They're not students of the Word. They, you know, listen to the preaching. They go home and live however they want, and seemingly they're unaffected by the preaching, or really they're unaffected by who the Lord is and his person and who God is. And the kids begin to think to themselves, well, if it's not real to my mom and dad, then why do I want it?
Right.
Why would I ever do that? And really, the onus is on the mom and dad.
Hmm.
Now, at the same point, the kids that we really see that are serving the Lord, that are excited, have a passion for the Lord, they have a mom and dad where it's genuine at home. They're in the scriptures all the time. They're gracious toward their kids. They're teaching them godly principles and how it fleshes out in life and how do we make decisions. And they see God at work in their life, and it's real to them. And they see a peace and a joy. And, you know, they see something real there. And they may not know how to say it, but they're like, I want that. And really, it is contagious from the parents to the kids.
Yeah, I grew up, Ron, in a pastor's home out in Oklahoma. And, you know, they say pastor's kids either end up in the ministry or they end up in jail. You know? And what I saw in my mom and dad was just what you're talking about, a passion for serving the Lord, giving your life, you know, giving the gospel. I remember my dad would go and preach at camps, and I remember as a little boy, I would, you know, look at him and I'd say, Daddy, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to tell kids about Jesus. And I don't know how old I was, but he still kind of laughs a little bit. He goes, you'd always look at me, Ken, and say, well, then preach the devil out of them, Daddy. So you're right. You either see, in my time of working with teenagers, I either saw kids coming from that kind of home that you're describing, or you saw them coming from homes where mom and dad, they wanted nothing to do with the Lord. Some of them even out of alcoholic homes, just terrible home situations. And you saw them come to know Christ and have a passion to just want to serve God. That in between that you're talking about, that inconsistency. And you know what? As parents, we're always inconsistent at some point. I mean, the thing I remember about my dad is he could come back and he could say, hey, I need to make some things right with you. You know, I've been married now 32 years. We have four boys. There were times, Ron, I was a terrible husband and a bad dad. And I remember being under conviction and calling Kathy and saying, hey, I'm going to bring home Taco Bell and we'll set out on the picnic table in the backyard. I need to make some things right with the boys and with you. And I would come home and do that. And we'd make things right and talk to the Lord about what we did wrong. And, hey, guys, let's don't go down that road. And Kathy would always have a smile on her face when we go in. She said, you know, when you call and say you're coming with some Taco Bell, the boys start high-fiving going, Dad needs to apologize. Dad needs to apologize. So I said, well, maybe I need to change it up, go to Cousin Subs or something like that. But I appreciate your transparency with that. And I hope if there's moms and dads out there listening, I mean, maybe you've blown it. Maybe you have really made a mistake, and to go back and make things right with your kids and ask their forgiveness. I mean, when you find moms and dads that aren't willing to, I mean, is that humbling or is that humbling to go to your
Absolutely.
4 or 5 year old and say, yeah. Hey, daddy needs to ask your forgiveness. I remember, Ron, and I don't know if you have anything like this, but I remember a time I knew I needed to share the gospel with a guy that had a gas station. He rented U-Hauls to our church for our youth group, and I take my boys down there. And I remember the day that I heard Roger had passed away, and I'd never shared the gospel with him. And I took my boys down there one night after church, and the lights from the car were on his picture that was hanging there in the window of the gas station, and our beloved dad has gone into eternity. And I wept telling my boys, guys, your daddy never shared the gospel with Roger. I don't know where he is right now. And I said, I hope you'll learn from your daddy's mistakes here, not to go down, that when God brings you in contact with someone, that you'll be willing and you'll be glad to just talk to them about how they can know the Lord one day. And so those are humbling times, you know, when we have to come and be transparent and say, hey, this is where I sinned. This is where I made a huge mistake or I mistreated you in some way. So trust that you'll pick up with us as we continue on with our discussions with Ron DeGarde. And we'll end kind of on a light note here. You got one little something of, as you've been traveling and driving that semi around with that trailer on the back, that you learned a valuable lesson for any truck drivers out there right now?
You know, I remember when I started driving a semi truck and a trailer that you got to leave enough space in front of you, because with a huge semi truck, you can't just stop on a dime. So you always leave a cushion in front of you, and people always just cut you off. They pull into that gap. And then they slam on their brakes, and you're just hoping you could stop.
And you're saying, bless you, brother.
Oh, yes. And you know what? An evangelist that was teaching me how to drive, and when that happened, he looked at me and says, well, welcome to evangelism. That's just how it is the rest of your life.
Thank you so much, Ron, for being with us. And we're going to continue on with another broadcast. Hopefully you'll be able to tune in with us. And again, this is Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. And I'm Pastor Ken, filling in for Pastor Greg, as we've been interviewing and visiting with Ron DeGarde, who has been an evangelist with us during the month of January. May the Lord bless you.